Just did that segment about Taylor Swift and how she's grown to learn and love football. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is an old friend of our show who says he's also an old friend of the Swift family. It's our longtime NFL draft expert and sports reporter, Ribby Paltz. Good morning, Ribby.
How you guys doing there, Miller Man? What's going on there? You got the job next to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you guys, especially on this historic day of 9/11. So,
it's a tough day to look back.
Anyway, how you doing out there, H-E-B and Plano?
Yeah, you always hit the local ties there.
That's right. You know, gentlemen, we got a lot to talk about. How Shoddy is doing, these new Cowboys, the Jerry documentary that dropped on the Netflix, the fact that the Rangers are 2.5 back in the division, 1.5 back in the wild card.
Okay.
Boy,
so much to talk about.
Boy, Ribby is up on it.
Need to focus.
Okay.
On one topic. And that topic is none other than, without further ado, one and only, the topic that we're going to discuss. And that topic being Taylor Hieronymus Swift.
What do you know about Taylor Swift?
The singer out of USA. What do I know about her? Oh, listen, first of all, I am hereby now to throw my hat into some rings in front of you publicly because I want to be your official and, without further ado, Taylor Swift correspondent.
Huh. Well, I guess every big outlet has one of those, George.
Yeah, I guess. That's right.
If you're smart and you're a media company, you name a Taylor Swift correspondent.
Okay.
What are your qualifications?
Well, I'm certainly glad you asked me that, Non-Mellow Man, because I love all the Taylor albums. I have all of her cassettes and albums.
Okay.
And I haven't really listened to any of them, but I love them. I love them. They're so catchy. I really like that Shake It Off song.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
About Parkinson's or something. I'm not sure what it
is. No.
There's no charity tie-in on that one.
No.
But yeah, I love that song. That can't be right. Get nothing in my brain. I go on too many things. I can't make a mistake. You know, that song.
Yeah, you got it down.
And her other big song that, I thought I'd too late.
That's the same song.
Oh, that's the same one?
Yeah.
Okay, some of them sound similar. I don't know. But anyway, I love all of her music, so that got that going for me. It's great stuff. And there's something else.
Hmm.
There's a history with the Swift family.
You do have a history with them.
Reporter, yes.
What?
I hereby, and without further ado, dated, officially and unofficially, Taylor's mama.
Dated her mom.
There's no way.
Way back in the day. This is before Taylor was born. All right?
Okay.
This is way back in the day. And we were pretty hot and heavy. We would routinely get to second base in the back of my Monte Carlo.
Oh, man.
So, there is a very good chance that I could be Taylor Swift's dad.
Well, you're only getting to second base, though?
But think about it. The musical talent that I have clearly is reflected in Taylor these days.
I guess maybe one night.
A lot of evidence. A lot of questions and evidence. And,
I don't know.
And, yeah, and, you know, Taylor, I think, has been dropping a lot of Easter eggs about the fact that I'm her dad.
Like what?
Well, you know, like she's been making lots of references to sourdough bread. And that's, you know, sourdough bread. People around me, they know that I eat sourdough bread.
Okay, well, that's, no, people think that's the fact that she's going to play the halftime at the Super Bowl because it's outside of San Francisco.
What's the Super Bowl?
Jeez.
No, video. The whole sourdough thing is about me being her dad.
No, it's not. It's,
I mean, there's
so
other
dumb
things, too, like the way that she has refused to learn how to dance, you know, like that. That's like me, right?
Yeah, you're not much of a dancer either, are you?
No, I think she's actually a great dancer, and I'm a great dancer, too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, don't forget, I invented the break dancing and the electric boogaloos.
You did.
Those moves, the caterpillar, the sprinkler, all that was Ribby Paltz Dance Factory. Huh. I had my whole line of VHS dance tapes. I mean, this is clear. I clearly have the musical background that proves that I'm Taylor Swift's dad.
Wow, well, he makes a good case, George.
A good case? I don't know about that.
And I would like to also say, and without further ado on that as well, that I can confirm that she will be playing halftime at the Super Bowl.
Whoa, okay.
You heard it here first from Taylor Swift's dad. It's very emotional for me to admit that publicly for the first time.
Okay, you're not her dad.
That she will be performing at Super Bowl.
And
I was the one, you know, they kind of raised her as knowing me as a family friend, so I was always a presence in her life. And I was the guy who taught her all about football before Travis Kelce. So her knowledge of football prior to Travis Kelce ought to be reflected on me.
Well, that makes total sense now.
Now it does make sense, yeah.
I taught all about the sport. And I also have one other announcement.
What's that?
As you fellas probably know, I need to pivot in the business world because I run a sports facts newsletter.
Yeah, it's
and
a little
it is
outdated.
Not going well. When I started in 1995, there were over 150 million working fax machines in the USA. In the year 2025, there are four. So I am pivoting.
Okay.
I will pivot, and I am now.
Why are you saying it like that?
I am now moving into sports representation.
Hmm.
I was representing Micah in the negotiations with Jerry. It was her first time.
You were?
You mess up a few times before you get it right. And couldn't make a deal there. But I'm also going to start a podcast.
Oh, you might as well.
A Ribby podcast.
Okay.
And it's going to be all about Taylor Swift, the NFL, and sourdough bread. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, well, good luck. We'll see you. There goes Ribby, our sports expert.